In our case, we started with both classical repertoire and some popular songs. We wanted to dive in exploring new things and also revisiting the old.
When the group plays the Bach Sarabande, what's its chief goal?
We want to think about blending the sound and bringing out Bach's rich harmonies in the piece.
It can be quite different than most pop music, where there's usually some kind of a solo by somebody where it's really kind of a, you might even say a show-off kind of thing, but that's not the cello way.
The cello way is to bring all the voices out equally. What's nice about the Bach is every voice has importance in the piece.
I've noticed that with your group, the music kind of breathes. Sometimes the melody is the most prominent, other times a different part.
That's right. It's beautiful the way that Bach weaves the sound through the various registers.
Julia, many people might think that a group of cello players would want to play all classical music because that's what they came up on. That's how they learned. But it does turn out that when they're not engaged in rehearsing or performing classical music, they like other things.
Oh, many classical musicians like listening to other kinds of music. I know as when I was in college, I used to go to these summer festivals where we play orchestral music all summer. And when we weren't in rehearsal, we were listening to Top 40 or going out and dancing in clubs playing Top 40.
What about this number called Chandelier, which the Delphia Cello Quartet performs?
Chandelier is a Sia song that we all loved when we first came together. So we wanted to play it on cello. And it was really fun for us to take a song that we had only really heard on the radio and danced to and turn it into something classical.
Where do you get an arrangement for a song like this?
We did it ourselves. I arranged the song for the cello quartet, and then we worked together to improve it.
What do you mean by work together to improve it?
Well, I bring an arrangement to the group and see how it goes, and then everyone has their part, and they are able to give feedback of, I think it would be better if I did 16th notes here instead of 8th notes. Or I think it would be better if we moved this to the lower register or the higher register.
In general, does the Delphia Cello Quartet treat pop numbers differently than classical pieces?
We feature the blend of the cellos, but the pop songs are different than the classical songs in that the first cellist takes the melody, the second cellist takes the harmony, the third cellist takes the fills, and the fourth cellist is the bass.
Let's have a little of your take on Sia's song Chandelier, the Delphia Cello Quartet. Thank you. Julia, the Delphia Cello Quartet does a number called Danny Boy, which I wouldn't expect. It's because I think of that number as something in the treble range. What's your reason for approaching Danny Boy?
For us, we actually really like the song. I have an Irish background, and my uncle used to sing that song all the time. So it brought back fond memories. So we wanted to take something that maybe is out of context and make it beautiful in the context of the cello.
Your take on Danny Boy has a voice on it. How do you fit a voice to a cello quartet? Up to this point, we've been talking about instrumental music.
We find that the voice complements the cellos very nicely. And we enjoy that in a setting where we're playing so much instrumental music.
When you play with a singer, are you backing the singer, or is it more a thing where the singer and the cellos become one great big blended whole?
We like to think of it as one great big blend.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must
Philadelphia Cello Quartet plays a mix of classical music and pop and folk songs, all arranged for four cellos. For information, the web address is DelphiaCelloQuartet.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Okay. Cut. All right. Sure it is. That's good. Cool.